proclamation number 3595 dated the November 5th, 1945. Duration of shaping the new earth. Paradise. The time it will take to shape the new earth would astonish people if they knew about it. Yet the concept of time will have been taken from them while they stay away from earth in the kingdom to which God's love will lead his faithful followers in order to complete the act of destruction of the old earth. They will live in bliss and peace, no longer being subjected to the enemy of their body and soul. They completely hand themselves over to God's reign because their love and faith is so deep that they will be in heartfelt contact with God. And thus God proceeds with his work of shaping a new earth which is to serve God's faithful followers as an abode. He will not need the time which any other earthly creation usually requires. Instead, he creates new forms which are to shelter the still immature spiritual substances for the purpose of their higher development in an instant. And, since the people will have lost all sense of time during their rapture from the old earth until their return to the new earth, they will certainly be able to appreciate the marvelous creations but not the great miracle of their sudden emergence. Countless creations will arise in an instant from God's love and strength which will delight the human eye and exponentially increase their love and gratitude towards God. Then people will start a new life which will completely deviate from their life on the old earth, for there will be profound peace on earth. People will live together in love and harmony, each one helping the other with love. And all people's eyes and thoughts will be turned upwards, for they are in heartfelt contact with God. God himself will dwell in their midst, teaching them and distributing spiritual wealth, and they will glorify and praise him without end. And so only short periods of time, judged by human standards, will be enough to result in a complete change. And the people of this earth will have the opportunity to marvel at the new creations and compare them with the old ones. These will be the people who possess the knowledge of God's word and who are therefore also acquainted with God's plan of salvation for the spiritual beings. They will consciously expect the day of judgment, the rapture and the destruction of the old earth. Yet prior to this they will go through anxious times of adversity in order to then be allowed to populate the new earth as victors, as God has promised. Therefore people should be informed in order to offer them the opportunity to pay attention to the progression of world events and thereby recognize that the time of the end has come, so that they will endeavor to belong to those who will not perish with the old earth but, as God's faithful confessors, may find his love and grace and be permitted to start the paradise-like life on the new earth instead. People ought to know what time they live in. Nevertheless, the knowledge conveyed to them does not oblige them to believe. They are at liberty to form a mental opinion about it, yet it is one more opportunity to find God and to ensure the soul's life. For everything will come to pass as God proclaimed a long time before, because his word is and will remain truth for all eternity. Amen.